Hi, you're listening to Scream of the Crime.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Maggie, and this is a podcast where we talk about true crime.
And what would happen if your favorite TV and movie characters committed those crimes.
Hello.
We're back, baby.
Yeah. What's a fun fact?
Give me a fun fact about you. Oh. Why would you like this job?
Oh my god. Every time anyone asks for, like, a fun fact about me, I freeze and, like, I do nothing ever. I don't have any hobbies or anything interesting about me. Like, right now, I can't think of a fun fact. But, like, in the night, I'll think of, like, oh, yeah, that's a good fun fact about
me. Wake up in a cold sweat, and you'll be like,
I think recently I had a moment where I was like, that's a good fun fact of how I've, like, the Queen of England has been, like, less than 10 feet away from me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That could be called a fun. That's fun.
That's a fun fact. That's a
fun fact. Yeah. About you.
She waved at me.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know.
You want a fun fact about me?
Yeah.
Okay. I went bungee jumping in fifth grade.
Ooh.
Off a bridge in New Zealand.
There you go.
Full send.
Yeah.
It was absolutely horrible.
Ooh. Are you, like, tied down by your feet or whatever?
Yeah, there's, like, a harness around your body, like your waist, and then your feet are tied together.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I have any other fun things to say.
My fun fact, a girl in my class is TikTok famous.
Yeah. Not you.
Not me.
But someone you know.
Yes. She's famous for anime.
Ugh.
And being a cute little e-girl. Nothing gross. Wrong with that. Some of her things are kind of funny.
Huh?
Some of her talks are kind of funny.
Yeah, I object. I think there's plenty wrong with being an e-girl. But...
why?
I don't know.
Are you not a feminist? Do you not accept that these women are just using their beauty and their makeup skills to get a lot of men to go nuts about them on the internet?
I guess it's, I don't know, there's just, like, something that always creeps me out about it, where I'm like, it's, like, just a little creepy. Like, I think e-girls are adorable, but, like, don't get me wrong, but it's just a little bit, like, it's, I think the creepy thing about the e-girls is the men watching it. I don't want men to interact.
Like, I agree, yeah.
Men don't interact. Keep it for the ladies only. So, that's my thoughts on that situation. That's my thoughts on most situations.
Men don't interact.
Men, no. Yeah. Me and my roommates wanted to do an e-girl makeup night one night, and we haven't done it, but I'll have to suggest that maybe for one night when we don't have anything to do. If we're all not busy, because that would be fun. I would be an ugly girl, though. I don't have the nose to be an e-girl.
That's what you say, but makeup can change what your nose looks like.
Not from the profile.
Why would you do a profile setup?
I guess.
Who have you ever seen photographed from the profile?
Well, if it's like a TikTok and you're moving around.
No. Her nose is, dare I say, worse than your nose.
Hmm.
Like, yeah. Not the... your nose is fine, but...
no. There's, like, been a lot of TikToks where it's, like, nose job check, and it'll be, like, girls, like, getting nose jobs, and I'm like, listen, I never in my life have ever thought anything about this, except for now that TikTok has been, like, people showing people before and after, and it's, like, people not that old. I'm like, listen, I'm not saying I would do it, but if I ever were to do anything, first thing...
I'd get a nose job. Don't me.
I don't know.
I would. I don't like this bump here or just the general shape of my nose. But I'd also get... God, we're going to go into detail about the plastic surgery I want. Like, my eyelids just, like, lifted a little because I have kind of hooded-ish eyes, which is nothing wrong with, but I think, because all the girls who do makeup and eyeliner and shit don't have the bottom of their eyelid underneath, like, the top of their eyelid, so when I do eyeliner, it will never be straight at the top. And then also, you know, like, let's just get some lip injections. Let's just go for it.
Oh, shit.
Let's get my face tucked. Let's do everything. Eyebrows, let's put those on forever.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called when you the cuts in the...
Like, microblading?
Microblading. I do microblading, but it's not really plastic. I mean, no, it's not plastic surgery.
No. No, I would just get my nose job and... That's, like, the only thing that stands out the most to me. I would just want my face to have less fat in it.
Get the little cheeks.
Like, whenever I smile, it's just too much. I'm like, I need to tone that down a bit.
Okay.
So, which is why I hate... I never smile... Or I don't not smile in pictures, but I never smile with my mouth open for that reason. Because I'm like, I look like a little squirrel. So... There you go.
Every time I smile, I get these, like, lines that makes it look like I really have a double chin. Mm. Makes me upset. But we all have to learn to accept our bodies. No. Hashtag feminism.
Well, and also, the other thing is, which it's, like, this is just a fun... Hold on, I'm moving on the bed. I'm so sorry if this is, like,
what's
my voice.
What's wrong with my bed?
What?
I said, what's wrong with my bed?
Nothing. I was just... My arm was falling asleep on the one side.
Kicking my blankets off my bed.
I'm so sorry. I'm the most disruptive person ever. Whenever I go into someone's room that I, like, am friends with, like, I literally am just, like, go on their bed and fucking move all of their shit. Like, I walked into my roommate's room the other day, and she was just, like, sitting at her desk. I fully go, get fully into her bed under all of her blankets, and I'm just sitting there watching TikToks like the little motherfucker I am. But no, I think the thing is, it's, like, all women are beautiful. Except for a few, because they're shitty people. But also, it's like half the shit that I'm insecure about. It's like if I saw that on another person, I would never notice it. So it's like that helps, I guess.
Yes.
So.
100%.
Yeah, but before we, this is another short case, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'll keep going about e-girls. She's not an e-girl. But she looks...
She's a cosplayer.
No, I'm not talking about this girl.
Oh, I'm so
talking
sorry.
About someone else. No, on Tinder...
Dear God.
I got a notification that I got super liked, and I was like, oh God, not again.
Truly, she was like, hell yeah, what? Is someone super liked me? Fuck yeah. But then...
They ghosted me.
Yeah.
After starting the conversation. But that's a whole other story. But no, this girl super liked me, and I'm like, oh, weird. And I look at her, and she kind of, like, looks like, not an e-girl, but, like, she does that, like, a lot of blush makeup with, like, you know, like, that really cute style of makeup. I'm just like, oh, shit. So, we'll see if she ever messages me. I am not messaging anyone on Tinder, because I have just
You have a problem with people with a lot of blush tests?
No, I'm saying I'm like, oh, shit, because it's fun and cute, but I'm just like... I just don't want to start anything, because I'm like, I've been ghosted so many times in the past month that it's, like, not even worth it anymore, so.
Maybe Tinder's not the way to go.
I know, but there's no other options.
You could just hang out in Java's. Anyway, speaking of TikTok, I was over Tessa's apartment the other day playing Just Dance 2020, and...
Yeah.
A casual Friday night. Saturday? Whatever. Mm-hmm. And late into the evening, I was sitting on the couch being frozen to death. And Tess and her roommate both open up TikTok on their phone. Both out loud are playing different TikToks from their phone next to each other on the couch. I don't have the TikTok app. And I was just sitting there. Scrolling through Instagram quietly, listening to both their TikToks playing, and I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Listen, it's so addicting.
They weren't showing it to me. Nothing was being expressed. They're just sitting there with their phone in front of their face. One TikTok, the next. And I was like,
listen.
Okay. Okay, so I guess I'll I'll jump right into the case. Okay. So this case is on Girly Chew and her murder.
Okay.
Okay. Bank teller Girly Chew Hossenkoft, who was 36, was reported missing by concerned co-workers on September 10th, 1999. But she was missing September 9th, 1999, which is 9-9-99.
Yeah.
Just so we're all clear.
Uh-huh.
She was born and raised in Malaysia and visited the United States. In the early 1990s, she met Dazian Hossenkoft, whose birth name was Armand Chavez, at a SeaWorld theme park.
Interesting.
During her vacation. They began to write letters to each other, and Girly moved to the U.S. and married Dazian in 1992. The couple resided in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where Girly found employment as a bank teller. They resided in the 3,900 block of Moon Street. The Malaysian-born woman told friends and an FBI agent in the weeks leading to her disappearance that if anything happens to her, they should immediately focus on her estranged husband, Dazian Hossenkoft.
Okay.
Hossenkoft? I don't know. After her disappearance, blood from several people were found in her apartment.
Interesting. Okay.
Clothes and a gray tarp with her blood on it were discovered strewn on a remote stretch of the highway. Police built a circumstantial case against Dazian Hossenkoft, 37.
Mm-hmm.
And he pleaded guilty to murder in January of 2002. To avoid the potential death sentence for the abduction of his wife of 7 years. But Hossenkoft told authorities that Henning, his girlfriend, did not participate in the crime, and that he inadvertently implicated her when he used a vial of her blood to throw off the investigators.
Oh, that's shitty and weird.
Henning, who has said she believed that the U.S. and other world governments are run by puppets controlled by reptilian alien masters.
Wait, who said that? The girlfriend?
The girlfriend.
God.
Was indicted by a grand jury on 20 counts, including first-degree murder, kidnapping, tampering with evidence, and perjury. A third alleged co-conspirator with military ties was implicated by Dazian Hossenkoft as the actual killer, but grand jury indicted the man, 52-year-old Bill Miller, only on evidence tampering charges. Henning's lawyer argued that there was reasonable doubt in his account of how her blood got into Girly Hossenkoft's apartment. There is other physical evidence linking Henning to Girly Hossenkoft's disappearance, but prosecutors conceded in motions that the most damning evidence is her blood. Quote, the defendant's blood was found on the carpet inside Girly's residence and the skirt to Girly's couch. Yeah. The defendant's blood droplets were, as it turns out, interspersed on the carpet with droplets of Girly's blood, prosecutors wrote in legal filings. These blood droplets suggested a pitched battle occurred between the defendant, Henning, mm-hmm. and the 90-pound Girly Hossenkoft inside the apartment.
Jeez.
Hossenkoft, however, claimed in lengthy police interviews after he pleaded guilty in January that the blood matching Henning's DNA found in Girly Hossenkoff's apartment was only there because an elaborate plan he engineered had gone awry. Hossenkoft said he agreed to let Bill Miller and his militia friends kill Girly Hossenkoft because they needed to practice killing humans before the final showdown with the emerging New World Order. Makes sense here.
Mm-hmm.
Hossenkoft, who worked on a master's degree in biological chemistry, although he lacked an undergraduate degree, said...
How the fuck?
Don't know.
Okay.
Said he didn't know how his wife was going to be killed for certain, but admitted it was his job to enter her apartment at a prearranged time and make sure no physical evidence was left behind. Instead, Hossenkoft claimed, he entered the apartment and found that the killer is messed up. That's in quotes, that's why I said it like that. Blood that he presumed to be Girly's was evident and that he had to do something about it. Duh. Hossenkoft, is expected to tell Henning's jury, as he told police, that he drove frantically back to his own apartment in Henning's car, which he had borrowed earlier, for a refrigerated vial of an unidentified woman's blood, with the intention of planting it in his wife's apartment to throw off investigators. So, you got it?
Yeah.
After posing as a physician, which he is not, Hasenkopf stored blood as part of his research, according to what he told the police. In any event, he claimed that he thought that if he diluted the blood from his refrigerator with acid and bleach, police would only be able to conclude that there was blood from two women in Gurley Hasenkopf's apartment, but criminalists would not be able to sequence the DNA. Quote, "The only problem was when I stuck the vial in my pocket and went to sit down, it broke," Hasenkopf is quoted in a 106-page transcript, telling police, quote, "The only other sequence of blood that I had was Linda's, so I thought to myself, I have to make a quick calculation here. I figured that the acid plus the bleach would degrade the sequence enough to give you female DNA, but not a sequence to diagnose any other person." So as you can tell, Hasenkopf's a little dumb. Prosecutors called the explanation for Henning's blood being in the victim's apartment an absurd, twisted account designed solely to protect her. Hasenkopf was sentenced to life in prison plus 61 years and is serving his sentence in Wyoming. Quote, "It's a fascinating story. It's a bizarre story with alien queens and other sensational elements," said Mark Horner, an Albuquerque television news reporter who became so immersed in the case that he created an internet site about it. Quote, "The flip side is, it's a domestic violence case." He bragged to Gurley that he'd have her killed and that they'd find her body. It's a classic story of a guy who couldn't have what he wanted. What Daisy and Hasenkopf wanted, according to his police statement, was for his wife to drop any custody claims concerning his son, Dimitri. The toddler was the product of an affair with Daisy had with a Japanese woman he met in Canada, and Gurley Hasenkopf apparently never knew Dimitri existed until Daisy showed up at home with a child after a trip to Mexico. Yeah. How'd he end up in Mexico?
This is so crazy.
I know. Now you're wondering, who is Daisy and Hasenkopf? Well, that's what the article asked, at least. Despite his statement to the contrary, police have long suspected that Hasenkopf wanted his wife dead to deny her a fair share of the marital property. There was also speculation that she knew too much about her husband, including the fact that he had been conning people for years. What? Okay. He told Henning that he was a physician, ex-CIA scientist, and had invented a cure for cancer. He told others that he was a 2,000-year-old in sentence. Invented a youth serum and had genetically engineered his son.
Fucking whack, man.
Since his arrest, Hasenkopf has admitted to being engaged to three women at once, and to taking hundreds of thousands of dollars from cancer patients for his cure, which were in reality shots of vitamin B6.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Zachary of New York, a former boyfriend of Henning, said, She tried to sell him on Hasenkopf's cancer cure within weeks of meeting him during the summer of 1999. Zachary, who has an inoperable brain tumor and multiple sclerosis, insisted on a resume after Hasenkopf made a bold claim. Quote, "She put him on the phone with me," he says. "I'm a doctor. I'll be able to cure all these problems you have," Zachary recalled. After receiving a fax of Hasenkopf's lengthy curriculum vitae, Zachary gave it to private investigator Stefan Troznovic, a friend, to corroborate. Troznovic said he sensed that Hasenkopf was not as advertised as soon as he saw the poorly organized document with numerous misspellings. That's what employers see when they see my resume. They're like, shit, PetSmart? No. It took Troznovic an afternoon to confirm what he suspected. Hasenkopf was not a doctor. A medical school he listed did not exist. And the school he claimed to have his undergraduate degree in was a woman's college.
Dumb bitch.
Quote, I told Linda, this guy's a con man. He's a fraud and he's trying to set you up, Zachary said. Hennings became belligerent, according to Zachary, and insisted that he had blown Hosenkopf's cover story by having him checked out. Zachary said he was not sure exactly how bad a situation his friend was in until the letters started coming. Quote, this is a spiritual war as well as a physical one. The humans stored in cryostasis will have their souls, life essence, extracted and dissipated. Hennings wrote in all capital letters about a month before the disappearance of Girlie Hosenkopf. The reptilians are led by a queen back on the moon base. I know this sounds like sci-fi, but I was told the sci-fi stuff was created so in case the story ever gets out, no one will believe it. Facts. All straight facts.
Damn.
Anyway, so the verdict. On October 25th, 2002, Linda Henning was found guilty of murder and kidnapping, a combination that made her eligible for a death sentence. The jury reconvened to listen to evidence in the penalty phase of the trial, but ultimately decided to spare Henning from a death sentence. Henning's sentence was postponed until she completed her third psychological evaluation. She faces 30 to 83 years.
Wow.
Thank you.
Jesus fucking Christ, that was so confusing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god. Okay. I think I want to do something a little different for this, just because I'm confused, but two, all the conspiracy theory stuff was kind of funny to me.
I can explain if you're confused about anything.
Well, okay, so, the guy, Daisy, right?
Daisy? Girlie? Hosenkopf?
Yes.
The man?
The man.
Yes, Daisy.
That killed his wife.
Yes, Daisy and Hosenkopf.
Yep.
But I don't know. I think that's how you pronounce
it. So he killed his wife and then had the girlfriend. And then he got... And so he planted the girlfriend's blood in his wife's house.
Yes. So him and his wife were separated.
Yeah.
And he had a girlfriend.
Yes.
Henning.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually said... He stated that Bill... Miller, who didn't get any charges, so I'm assuming it's a lie,
mm-hmm.
came to the house to kill Girlie.
Uh-huh.
So they could practice killing humans for when the First World Order takes over. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was in charge of coming back and, like, cleaning up the scene. But when he got there, he was like, shit, Girlie's blood's everywhere. They're gonna know she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So he went back to his fridge where he has a vial of blood, someone's blood that he stole from a hospital when he was faking being a doctor.
A doctor, yeah.
And he tossed, well, he put it in his pocket, then he sat down and broke it. So he's like, shit, the only other vial of blood I have is my girlfriend's.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all keep our girlfriend's blood. And he took that and he mixed it with bleach. And another chemical.
Mm-hmm.
Because he thought that would break down the DNA.
Oh.
So that they wouldn't be like, oh, that's Henning's blood right there.
Yeah.
They'd be like, that's a female's blood. That's it.
Okay.
And then he poured that over Girlie's blood.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the police came, they're like, well, there's Henning and Girlie's blood here.
Okay. Got it. So, here's my question. Was he... actually crazy with all this shit?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think he was. No, I think he was just a con man.
Okay.
But then what happened was his girlfriend was actually a fucking crazy bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he was just like, yeah, I'm ex-CIA. And she's like, shit, aliens? And he's like, I guess, yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is another new category of, like, thing for this, but...
Is it a board game? What's happening?
No. So, the whole, like, conspiracy theory stuff reminded me, like, all the ones that you brought up reminded me a lot of, like, the Shane Dawson ones, where it's, like, his whole conspiracy theory stuff. So, I'm thinking, it's kind of like a hypothetical situation where it's, like, you have Shane, like, that YouTube channel where it blows up and becomes, like, so popular, where it's, like, some people just watch it for entertainment, like, it's funny, which is, I feel like is, like, the husband where he's, like, he knows all about it, so he can con people into, like, you know, mm-hmm. doing all this shit. But then there's the people who actually believe it, like his girlfriend, who is just, like, all that crazy shit. But the Shane, like, if you don't know... Because I guess now, recently, Shane Dawson's been doing all that, like, Jeffree Star stuff, where it's, like, into the world of Jeffree Star, who it's, like, no one gives a fuck about that.
That's true.
Like, that's a whole other conversation.
Hard facts. But he did the Jake Paul thing when he was, like, a sociopath?
Yeah. But before, like, so Shane Dawson, like, kind of that start to it, because I used to watch Shane Dawson a lot. And he did, like, all these conspiracy theory videos where it was just all these, like, kind of funny, like, really ridiculous, like...
Mm-hmm. I've seen them.
...videos. Yes. And then he got more, like, serious about them, and then he did all these documentaries, and now he's just a crazy... Like, honestly, he's just insane now with, like, all of his fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And... But, I, like, someone like that, where it's, like, he just goes through all this shit, where it's, like, I doubt he believes, like, any that much of it, at least. But he's, again, like, joking about it to make a whole career.
He's like, but what if he's again, a reptilian?
But, again, he made a whole career off of all of this bullshit, like, stuff that's yeah. not real.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone, like, now there's people who are just, like, this is all 100% true.
Fact.
Because they're just, like, idiots or children.
Yes.
Or idiot children.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah. There's only one thing worse than an idiot. A child idiot. But, so I'm just thinking, like, it's some situation like that, where you have, like, someone who either is Shane Dawson or, like, is a fan who's, like, watched it for a while and just saw how much it blew up, where it's, like, I can easily manipulate everyone.
Yes.
With, like, this just YouTube, which is so stupid. But it's, like, you have all these people who, like, believe all this stuff and, like, Illuminati make, like, hour-long videos about it.
Uh-huh.
Of just pure, no factual evidence at all. And it's very funny. Like, I understand they're entertaining to watch.
I think Shane Dawson's are more entertaining to watch just because you can see him, like, break. He's, like, in the Jake Paul ones, he's like, but what if he's, like, a... murderer. And he just starts yeah. laughing immediately.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can see your...
But, like,
clearly this is stupid.
But even, like, when he got to, like, the Jake Paul one, though, that was, like, ended up being more serious and stuff. Like, those documentaries where it's, like, five parts and it's, like...
Yeah, I mean, it... Yeah.
Those got a little bit out of hand to where he thinks he's, like, the next Oprah with all these, like...
Like, no one gives a flying fuck about Jake Paul.
No. Or Jeffree Star. It's, like, why are you picking all these people that no one likes? Because yeah. he has, like, two documentary series with Jeffree Star.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, no one cares... Like, Jeffree Star doesn't have good makeup, from what I've heard.
Oh, you mean products?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, like, his products aren't good. And then, like...
Well, Jeffree Star's just, like, a... rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he had a documentary where they made, like, the Shane Dawson, like, conspiracy palette.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool for him.
Yeah. But, again, it's just, like... Apparently, though, it's just not a good palette. I don't know anything about eyeshadow palettes, like, what makes them good or bad.
Neither do I.
Like, people will talk about, like, the colors in them and be like, this is, like, a bad palette because of this, this, and this reason. Like,
I don't know. My friends gave me a makeup palette for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how good of a quality it is. I'm assuming it's not a good quality, but, like... I don't know, it puts makeup on my eyes.
Yeah, I think, like, for most people, it's whatever. Because also, like, with half of... like, his palettes, because my roommate, who is into makeup and stuff, like, was explaining it to me, and, because I was like, oh, when the palette came out, I was like, oh, do you see the palette? And she's like, oh, that's ugly. I'm like, because it has, like, weird colors, because it is, like, the conspiracy, so it's a lot of, like, greens and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you wouldn't be able to wear it, but she was even saying, she was like, oh, you can't really make a look with this palette, because it's like, you have, like,
colors in general.
Just because of the way, like, they match and stuff. She's like, there's yeah. not enough, like, neutrals, there's not enough, like, darks and lights, and I'm like, oh.
I was at Forever 21 on Black Friday, standing in line to buy my fuzzy sweater,
mm-hmm.
because I'm a VSCO girl, and they have fire Cheetos.
Oh, all that
makeup
shit.
Palettes. Yeah. Oh. Like, it was a highlighter palette, but then they had normal Cheetos, like, makeup palettes, and it was just all oranges and browns, but in every single makeup palette, there's one color stolen from it. and it was the same color.
That's weird.
So I don't know what color it was, but clearly it was the color people wanted.
Yeah. Just go through and steal one color from each, but it's like, so you have a full palette.
You just go in every time and just steal one color palette.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep them all in your purse.
Yeah. No, but, like, I feel like with those, like, after watching, like, a documentary like that, or, like, when he does, he's done, like, the longer conspiracy videos where they're much more, like, serious, it's like you easily could just believe all of that with the way it's all laid out.
Yeah.
Easy. Again, people on YouTube will talk about anything, and you're just like, that is 100% factual, just because they're just like...
Yeah, I have a tendency to listen to, like, videos on, like, why certain YouTubers are the absolute worst.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this YouTuber called The Right Opinion, who's a British man, I'm assuming. And you never see his face, you just see his little, like, anime drawing dude that pops up with the top hat. But his videos are, like, an hour long. And, like, they're researched.
Uh-huh.
But also, he could be lying to me. I didn't do the research.
Well, man, you can do whatever research you want, but if it's about, like, YouTubers, it's all kind of, like, speculation half the time.
Yeah. I mean, normally it comes up when, like, a certain thing happens. Like, that one YouTuber guy who was, like a acapella singer, like, but he did... He ended up being charged with, like, child pornography and stuff because he was asking for, like... twerking videos from his young fans.
Oh, weird.
I'm surprised you don't know about this.
No, honestly, I've never heard about that.
Last year, when you remember when I lost my my nose ring on my floor of my room?
Yeah.
That's what I was listening to for the whole hour I was looking for it before you came into my room.
Oh my god. Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. But then, like, also, like, Onision and shit like that. I love hearing about Onision.
Oh, yeah.
God, fuck Onision.
Yeah, no, I know.
The Philip DeFranco show just did a segment on Onision.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's actually got, like, charges against him now.
Damn.
He's got his Patreon shut down.
Damn.
Well, his Patreon was shut down because he, doxed someone.
Mm.
You know what doxing is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he, like, put up a phone... He tweeted a phone number of someone.
Oh, shit.
Well, it was, like, a screenshot of a text thing. I don't know if it was on purpose.
Yeah.
But then he got his Patreon shut down. And then he shot a video of him being fucking batshit. Like, screeching at the camera.
God. There's people like that who are subjectively, like, bad, but then there's also, like... With Shane Dawson, I feel like you can see, like... If you went on, like, YouTube on, like, opinion videos, depending on which ones you watch, like, you could have such a different opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's, like, he's more of, like, a one who's more in the middle where it's, like, yes, he's done good things, but also bad things.
Yeah.
And, like...
Nothing, like, illegal bad, though.
No, like, he was, like, again, first starting YouTube, everyone's, like, you're racist, and it's, like, is he racist? Who's to say? Like, has he done racist things? Yes. But is he, like...
Is he racist?
Oh.
He doesn't seem racist to me.
No.
I don't know if anyone seems racist.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they're openly racist.
There's people who I'm just like, yeah, you're definitely racist.
Vicky? No.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, Vicky?
Yeah.
Or is she not racist?
Oh.
The world may never know. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. But what we do know is that the government is run by reptilians.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So, keep that...
In mind.
In mind.
Next time you go to PetSmart and see the lizards.
They're actually your queen.
They're smarter than you.
There's a TV show, I can't remember what it's called, but it's, like, a support group for UFO victims.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But
yeah.
Then, so this one guy goes there because he was, like, kind of abducted by an alien, but he thinks everyone's batshit there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're all, like, actually faking it. Like, they were never abducted by aliens, they're but just he crazy. Was.
Yeah.
No, they just, I don't know. I mean, like, they're kind of crazy, but, like, they just, like, want attention.
Yeah.
And they're, like, huge, like, UFO geeks. But then, like... One of the guys that, like, runs, like, this big business, he's a CEO, is, like, a reptilian. Like, he, like, peels off his mask, and he's, like, has a lizard face.
Oh,
and he, like,
god.
Calls in to the other lizards, and they're, like, we're on our way to taking over the world.
Oh, my god.
And it's a very funny show.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, y'all are crazy. And they're like, no, reptiles are running our government. And he's like, you guys are batshit, but they're all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's this.
Yeah.
So.
What else is there to say after that?
No one knows.
Yeah. Cool.
I guess we're done here.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. Uh-huh. Have a great winter break.
Yeah.
See you next Sunday. No. Don't kill anyone. Bye.
Bye.